This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us on this live Sunday edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian and Richie. As normal, we're being joined by a special guest. Mel, welcome to Free Talk Live. You got to get real close tonight.
Hey, hi, thank you.
Now, you are not our normal Melanie, who we normally have.
Totally different person.
On Sunday nights, yeah. Just to throw all of our listeners.
Just one letter.
Just to confuse you even more, this is Mel D is your full name, but yeah, we're calling you Mel on the air. So we've been talking about coronavirus responses and what people think, and the phone lines, of course, are open as they always are. We haven't even really scratched the surface of the suicide topic yet, but that is something I do want to get into. We actually left the last hour with Gene the Christian Anarchist on the line. He's been kind of talking about, you know, his perspective as somebody who actually works in a doctor's office as, like, you know, the manager of the office. And you said, Gene, you had a prediction you wanted to make. Go ahead.
Yeah. They're talking about how many people are going to die. And, you know, I don't support any of the government restrictions on liberty, of course. But I think this is a serious disease, and there are going to be a lot of deaths, probably somewhere close to what the flu deaths are in a year, which is quite a few. But I think by the time a year has gone by, we're going to see that treatment options have been refined to where it's not going to be much worse than getting the flu. Right now, we've got all kinds of things that are being tried for treatment, and there are some very promising-looking treatments. There are breakthroughs coming from, like, South Korea. They have a test that can tell you in 30 seconds to 45 seconds whether you have this coronavirus. So there are things that are happening.
Wow, 30 to 45 seconds? Because somebody was just telling us today that they, you know, people they knew had gotten tested and it's been weeks, like 2 weeks, and they haven't gotten a response. No.
Well, our test results right now that we send out to a lab come back in 24 hours. So we've got a pretty good setup.
Wow.
In our situation. But the one that's that tells you in 30 to 45 seconds, it's, of course, electronic. It uses some kind of sensors that go alongside your chest cavity and a computer, and it basically checks to see if you've got inflammation in your lungs. So it would also check other things that cause lung inflammation, but that's one of the key things that kill you with this disease.
Is there any concern, Gene, about the current testing giving off false positives at all, like propping up the amount of cases they're saying are coronavirus-related?
I don't know exactly, because we've only had one positive in our office. So I know that, you know, and she is being treated right now and she's doing fine. But what I'm getting at is, in a year's time, I think that coronavirus is going to be basically on the same ground as the flu. People are going to be getting sick from it. We're going to learn to live with it, because you're not going to get rid of this. So this is not going to go away. People are going to get sick with it. It's probably going to be a recurring thing every winter.
Just so does
like
that
the
mean
flu
that
is.
Every winter people are going to have to shut down all
lockdown.
Their businesses? We're going to go into a three-month-long lockdown?
It's like summer break for the whole world.
I sure hope we're not that stupid to go for that trick. I mean, all of our rights are being violated right now.
Yeah,
and they're using this disease as an excuse to take all of our rights away, and people are just accepting it, and it's just
more than accepting it.
Yeah, there are people that are out there enforcing it, you know, on other people, and I'm going, come on, people, if you're concerned about it, put on a mask,
right?
Wear some protective equipment, and go about your business,
or stay home and have people deliver things to you. Leave it outside your front door. You don't have to talk to them.
You can be a recluse for a very long time.
Right, if that's what you want.
And when they're testing for the coronavirus, I read something that was saying that coronavirus is not, it's kind of like a family rather than or something like that. It's not just one single virus. It's not the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. COVID-19 is like the specific
one that we're talking about now.
Yeah.
So, and does this test for coronavirus in general, or is it
specifically
for COVID-19?
Well, I don't know which test. If you're talking about the 32nd one, that tests for lung inflammation, which could also be caused by other things.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, that's checking to see if you're starting to get pneumonia. And that's what kills you with the coronavirus is the pneumonia. You basically drown in the liquids that build up in your lungs. So that's not a good situation. You don't want that to happen.
And does your office talk about using vitamin C at all?
Yes, we use vitamin C. We have a lot of things that, well, my wife is the doctor, so she would be the one to ask exactly all of the treatments that we use. But we are always open to things that work. And this is where the FDA gets in the way. They stop people from using treatments that other countries are using and having very good results with.
Yeah.
And
what's an example of that with coronavirus?
Well, there's a drug in Russia, and I forget the name of it, but we tried to actually order some online, and because we're from the USA, of course it was blocked.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very good drug that works. They've had very good results. If you look at what the South Koreans are using, they've got a series of 5 drugs, I believe, that they use in conjunction with each other, and most of those are approved here, and we can use those. They're like a steroid and an antibiotic and a couple other things. And they're generics. They're generics, which makes them cheap. Now, the drug companies don't like it.
Right.
When you have a cheap cure for a serious disease, they want you to use some new drug that they make up that costs $500 a month. You know, that's what they want you to use.
And aren't they pushing a vaccine through really quickly? It's like a new type of vaccine, and it's also being fast-tracked.
That sounds scary.
Yeah, sure does.
Well, I suspect that they'll have something similar to the flu shot in a year's time that people will be able to opt in.
And they'll line up for it, too. Yep. I mean, I don't know what percentage of Americans get the flu shot as is. I suspect it's fairly large because it's fairly well promoted, generally, year
I'll
after
get
year.
Get your free flu shot.
But this is going to top it, right, because of all the fear.
I'll tell you what happened with the flu shot this last flu season, because they actually, because every year they generate a new combination, a new mixture of things, depending on what strains they think are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
This year, for the first time ever, they actually had a result that was negative. So in other words, more people got the flu that got the flu shot than didn't get the flu shot. So this is the first time in history that they were so far off with their mixture that...
Wow.
The flu shot was totally useless. It did
not even useless,
it.
Detrimental, apparently.
Yeah. It seemed that way, anyway, according to statistics.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and it will be interesting to see what they do when this new vaccine comes out, because already, you know, they're trying.
Mandated.
That's my concern, yeah. And we know that they're already using the kind of the control structure that they have to strongly encourage people to get vaccines, like not letting kids go to school, for instance.
Play sports. You can't, like, play community sports, even.
You have to put your vaccination report next your driver's license, because when you get pulled over, they want to know if you've had all your shots or not.
Now, that's not happening yet. You're saying that could happen?
I think Bill Gates is calling for it, if you want to...
Yeah, some scary stuff.
He's calling for, like, the letter that you've been treated or you've passed the test that you don't have it.
I got Tim on the line here in Virginia. You're listening to WNIS. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, hey, this thing's just going along too smooth as far as I'm concerned. Both sides are quick to pass this budget, even though it took a week or so longer.
Mm-hmm.
And they're asking for more.
Support.
Right. They're asking for more, but they didn't do it that
Wait,
quick.
Wait, it's not enough? Are you saying $2.2 trillion isn't enough? That they need more?
No, they need more.
Of course they do.
Well, and you have so many Americans out of work that we all need our checks now.
But they're only even
$1,200.
Hold on, Tim. I want to make sure you get a chance to get your thoughts out. Hang on. I want to give you the short shrift here. More in a moment. If you can stick with us, Tim, we'll bring it back. 855, 450, free. And, of course, we knew it was just going to be the beginning. The $2.2 trillion is just the start. And of course, it wasn't actually the start. They'd already done some so-called quantitative easing prior to that. It's going to be unlimited money printing from the Federal Reserve, and that's not going to be doing good things for your savings if you have any. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years. They get a regular diet of Dynavite with every meal.
DinoVite.com.
People remark on what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, you don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinavite from DinoVite.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the show. You dial toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we still should talk about the suicide topic. Hopefully,
are you going to be able to get to
we'll
it?
Get that chance coming up here in a little bit. That's the really tough part about doing this is there's so much to talk about. But we're an open phone show, so we'd rather talk to you. And that's what we like to do. So that's what we're going to do here. By the way, with you tonight, it's me, Ian, and also...
Mel.
And Richie Rich.
We're going to continue. We got Tim still on the line in Virginia listening to WNIS. Tim, I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out. Go ahead. What were you calling about tonight?
Yes, sir. Originally, I called for suicide, and if I could, I would like to get to that.
Yeah.
But first, I get my news from a variety of sources, so I can try to get the truth. Last night I was listening to Waters World, and Vice President Pence was on there. And if you look at the tape, he actually used the word Marshall, and then he goes, and then changed it. I was like, that was
what was the context? Hold on, what was the context in which that he used that word?
What? Waters asked him, what are they doing now, and what are they planning on doing in the future?
So you think he's predicting martial law in the future, but didn't want to use that word because of the negative connotation?
He actually did use the word martial.
But he said he walked back on it.
He actually said, and then went to a different topic.
Right.
And me being retired military, I caught that right off the bat. I was like, uh-oh. What are you saying that for? Go ahead.
Very revealing.
Well, I was going to say, it doesn't seem out of the ordinary at this point, right? They've already got the lockdown in place. The cops are already enforcing it. Some places are already calling for the National Guard.
Yeah.
Right?
Correct.
Some places curfews, already have the National Guard. They've got them in Rhode Island now searching for New Yorkers.
Yeah.
And sounds like martial law already. Can declare martial law in their own state.
Why are they searching
for New Yorkers? Every governor can call martial law.
So the reason they're searching for New Yorkers is because New York City people, for instance, are in the sort of hot zone, right? And a lot of them are trying to leave New York City and go to Rhode Island or Connecticut, for instance. And so they're literally sending the National Guard house to house, apparently, in Rhode Island looking for New York license plates.
Stopping people in New York plates?
Yeah.
Wow.
And another thing, you notice on the House, when they voted, they weren't allowed to do a floor vote. Because then you would know who voted yes and no. Right now, cannot say who voted yes or no.
Almost no one voted no. There was apparently like a smattering of no's. The supermajority voted yes.
That you heard verbally.
Right.
But no one can say, yeah, I voted for it, unless it's good. But if it's bad, they can say, nope, I voted against it.
Yep. So there's no record. There's no record of who voted how on this $2.2 trillion bill.
Correct.
Apparently, there's one guy named Thomas Massey who did try to get the roll call vote, but no one backed him on it. So no one else said that.
Of course.
A bunch of them came to the floor to satisfy that part, but then a voice vote without a camera.
But if like 20 or 30 or 40 of them come out later and say, no, I voted no, you know most of them are lying.
They're lying.
Correct. But as far as the suicide, remember I said that check is only a one-time thing.
Right.
Right. You're right.
With all the stimulus packages and quantitative easings, you don't think that if people aren't back at work by April, that there won't be clamoring for another check?
Yeah.
Now you're going to start getting into the suicide, and what everybody is forgetting about or not thinking about is civil unrest.
Oh, yeah.
Think about it. Some of these people, if you owe child support, you're not getting that money. That's right there in the law.
I'm okay with targeted civil unrest.
Right.
Just remember who locked you down. It's not the local Starbucks.
Exactly,
it's not the local businesses.
You're exactly right.
Don't take it out on the government buildings and the people that are actually in control putting you in your
place. You hope they do.
You're right. That's why I said targeted.
But they almost never do.
Right.
They almost never do.
When you look at people angry at government, they go and smash up the private businesses.
Because they're dumb. You're right.
Yeah.
Let's remind them who the enemy is.
They attack personal property. They, I know in Virginia, they're trying to regulate whether you can buy weapons or not.
They were trying to do that before this whole thing started.
Good thing most of the Virginians are already armed.
Yeah, that is true. I just need a couple more rounds, but other than that.
You better go shopping because I hear they're selling out of ammo. Hey, Tim, thanks for calling tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I want to make sure we get some other folks on here, including John in Canada, watching us on DLive.LRN.FM. Go ahead, John.
Hello?
Hello. You got to turn down your listening apparatus back there.
All right, I will.
What's on your mind tonight, John?
Well,
I think we're all sheep.
You think you're a sheep? That we're sheep?
No, we're sheep. Do you know anybody that's infected by this virus?
I do not. How about you guys?
No.
Not personally.
No.
Nobody that I know is infected by this virus. China was the first to submit to this. Iran was the second.
As you're actually on a radio show, he sounded a little on the older side.
Internet listeners, man.
But man, I don't know. I guess we got to give all these internet listeners a heads up that you're on the radio.
We also broadcast on DLive. Yeah. However, primary means of conveyance.
Right. You can't say that on the radio. I appreciate the passion.
Yes.
I appreciate that he's fired up about what he wanted to say, but unfortunately we don't get to hear it now because of that.
I'm a little overhearing that as an excuse, right? Like, nobody knows anybody who's got it. Well, somebody has it.
Well,
right?
I mean, Gene the Christian People Anarchist do. Just called in, and he works in a doctor's right. office. He said they had a patient that, right. That tested
so
positive.
So it's not a conspiracy that it's going around, right? What we can yeah. discuss is
but
for
is
those
it a pandemic?
That do...
Is it a widespread?
That's a better that's a better conversation than just saying, like, do you know anybody that has it? Nope. Well, clearly it's a conspiracy. Yeah.
Right, and your average person knows what, like a few hundred to several hundred people. They've got that many connections kind of yeah. in their personal life, whether they talk to them regularly or not is another question. And certainly we're more connected now. Sort of, because of the internet, right? So, like, what your friends from high school are doing. You're more likely to be connected yeah. with them now than you might have been 20 years ago or something like that. So you should be more informed now as to whether or not somebody that is in your life or close to your life has something like this. Yeah. But a lot of people don't.
I don't know who's broadcasting that on social media either. I've got the coronavirus.
I think a lot of people
would bet
would.
Most people would, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Because it would get them attention.
All right.
Right. People feel sorry for them or whatever, and they just might want people to know, like, why they're not feeling good or whatever. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to, we got Robert in South Carolina listening to WTMA in Charleston. Go ahead, Robert.
Hi, there are three things I just wanted to mention briefly. I think I heard President Trump say that new test developed from Abbott Laboratories takes 5 minutes to get the results. I don't know if you heard him say that. But
I don't listen to what politicians say, so nope didn't hear that.
All right, and the next thing is I wanted to mention that I understand from somebody who knows a bit about these things that vitamin C helps quite a bit.
Somebody said that earlier as well. Okay.
Okay. Well, there's another thing
I said that early on, right? I said drink more orange juice.
Well, that would be a good start. Yeah, but go-to cola might be a better one, though. It's far more
Point number three, Robert. Point number three.
Point number three. Yes, I have an old friend. I had an old friend in Dresden, Germany. He owned an apothecary there. And he started a program from Russia back in the early 90s and put me on the computer. And the computer shows that I was suffering from stress and overtiredness. And he asked me if I felt those sensations, and I didn't realize that I actually was, and I said no to him, but actually I should have said yes. And
I'm not sure what the point is. Hang on, we'll get you back here in just a moment. 855-450, free like freedom, it's Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has been saying he would like to have the country reopen for business around Easter, but the severity of the coronavirus has changed that. He's now extending federal social distancing guidelines until April 30th.
We don't want to have a spike up. We don't want to do it soon, and then all of a sudden you go down, you're coming down, and then you start going up again, because we discussed that can happen, and we don't want that to happen. We've gone through too much. So that was an aspirational number. I didn't say Easter. I said it would be a great thing if we could do it by Easter.
Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health said earlier as many as 200,000 Americans could die from the coronavirus.
The number they gave out is, you know, based on modeling, and I think it's entirely conceivable that if we do not mitigate to the extent that we're trying to do, that you could reach that number.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll know this is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Now, the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy in just a few taps. You'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy allows you to, well, they say that you'll be able to, still working on it, one of the things you can do, though, is use their one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes. That's available right now, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of their relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. As we continue here, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. It's Ian, Mel, and Richie in the studio. We go back to Robert in South Carolina. He had 3 points. He was on his third point, but we ran a little bit short of time there. What were you trying to say there, Robert?
Well, I'm trying to say that and recently the computer now can also detect if you're suffering from inflammation. And if you are suffering from inflammation, you can use something called Bazica. They do that in Germany a lot. And you balance your pH. And by balancing the pH, you reduce your inflammation and you also reduce the threshold for electrochemical activities throughout your whole body. And by doing that, your body doesn't have to steal enzymes if it's running short of calcium, by the way, by stealing calcium from your bones and causing porosis in your bones.
Robert, are you a doctor?
And I could do that by eating baklava?
Both of my parents were physicians, and I worked at the hospital when I was a youngster, and I also took pre-med, but I switched to other things. I did hematology, blood chemistry, urine analysis, blood banking, blood chemistry, and assistant.
Well, I would encourage people to check any claims that you hear on the radio. Thank you for the call tonight, Robert. Do your own research. Get out there. There's a big internet out there, and there's a lot of opinions about you know, various different treatments and such. Let's talk to Steve. He's in New York listening to WGVA in the Finger Lakes region. Go ahead, Steve.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Good. You're on the radio. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you. I just listened to the – I was just hearing your previous caller, and it's kind of interesting that there are such crazy people in the world.
There's a lot of crazies in the world. And we've heard from a few of them tonight. Go ahead.
I'm actually in upstate New York.
Yes.
I live, I think, in the only county in New York State that has no confirmed coronavirus cases.
Mm-hmm. What are you guys doing differently?
Well, we're not doing anything. I shouldn't say we're not doing anything differently, but we have always maintained a pretty big personal space. It's one of the things that I said at one of the convenience stores recently was that it was interesting that they put up a barricade to make us stand behind the point where we always have anyway.
Interesting.
So you're saying people in the Finger Lakes region are, you know, just more standoffish generally? They don't want to get close to one another?
We are rural.
Mm-hmm.
So they're already spread
Andrew
out.
Andrew Cuomo thinks that New York State is New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that.
And we're not. You know, you can put New York State in two or three upstate counties. Or I should say, you can put downstate. The population in downstate is concentrated very, very heavily.
Mm-hmm.
You should secede away from New York City.
Yeah, I did hear that there was some level of a secession movement up there. Is there anything going on with that?
What's that?
Is there anything going on with a secession movement there in upstate New York?
Oh, I've always been a proponent of seceding from New York State. My girlfriend works for a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
They have been cutting back her hours because they don't have any patients. Everybody is staying away from the hospitals.
Be an opportunity to move to the bigger city and get more hours there, right? Doctors and nurses are
migrating.
If
you don't want to die of coronavirus, I'm 66 years old.
Uh-huh.
It's one of the, I saw a post on the internet where somebody says, if we allow it to spread, the world will come to end. The reality of it is if everybody over 65 dies, it's a net positive thing for the United States of America.
Well, first of all, that's not going to happen.
Then maybe libertarians will win a vote.
Even if it were to spread, you know, dramatically, and even if people were to die, it's not going to be everyone over 65.
Yeah.
It's probably not even going to be 1 out of 10 of them.
And it's not even that. It's probably 1 out of 1,000 of us is going to die.
Well, I mean, earlier numbers do suggest that older people are more susceptible to it, but then again, the numbers have been manipulated by the governments. You know,
We're also more susceptible to the seasonal flu, and we don't die at even like 1 in 10,000.
Yeah,
so,
Steve, good call tonight, man. Thanks for sharing your thoughts with us. Appreciate you checking in from the apparently the only corona-free county there in New York. Appreciate that. The numbers are heavily manipulated as well. We had a story from RT this week about how the numbers out of Italy are tremendously manipulated. For instance, the people who are dying there, the older folks who are dying, well, they already had morbidity-related kind of conditions. They already had serious heart issues or serious other issues that they were already in the hospital for, already in hospice, you know, dying, essentially. And maybe coronavirus finished them off. Or maybe they would have died that week anyway, you know, and then they just chalked it up as a coronavirus thing. So I tend to agree with Steve on this. I think it's way overblown. But let's talk about suicide here, because this is something we've been teasing for the entire show tonight. Here's a story from MiamiHerald.com. Some areas of the country are seeing an increase in suicide-related calls as coronavirus spreads, but it's not because of coronavirus that people are feeling suicidal. It's because of the reaction.
The lockdown.
Not having work anymore.
Not having work, not being able to connect
pay your bills.
With other human beings.
Right.
That's what does it. You know, this is why they consider solitary confinement to be torture in many jurisdictions in the world. They won't allow it, but they do it here in the U.S. Isolation and anxiety over the coronavirus so-called pandemic are taking a toll on Americans. Crisis support lines and suicide prevention services in several states have seen spikes in calls since the COVID-19 virus threw everyday life askew for millions. Remember, it wasn't the virus that did that. It's the response. It's the mandates by the government that did that. And supposedly these mandates are to protect people. But if it ends up being that thousands of people kill themselves within the next few weeks, have you really actually protected people? Have you helped in that particular case?
And if you're suicidal and seriously thinking about going through with it and you're going to end up a statistic anyway, right? Go outside, fight back, resist,
right.
Protest, do the thing that makes you happy first.
Do suicide by cop instead.
Sure, I'll take that. Right? Make a point. Yeah. Yes, thank you.
First Link, a North Dakota-based company that answers 211 help and support lines for North Dakota and parts of Minnesota, said their call volume in some of its call centers is up 300%, according to a report by Valley News Live in Fargo, North Dakota. A quote, "It's so scary, it's almost like I would rather be dead," said Danielle Sine, a writer in New York City with a history of suicidal thoughts, USA Today reported. Quote, "I mean, I wouldn't be, but sometimes I get so scared, it feels like that," she said. President Trump, who has been pressing to lift restrictions on most people as soon as possible, has warned of suicides by the thousands if people remain isolated, according to Forbes. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, quote, "has not experienced significant changes in call volume at this time," according to its spokesperson on Friday. The National Crisis Text Line handled 6,000 text conversations last week, about twice their normal volume, according to their spokesperson. And it's still the early days here, right? Like, we're only a couple weeks into this thing.
And if Trump's concerned about it, right, just lift all the restrictions that he put in place.
And instead they extended it.
And leave the suggestion, right, that you should self-isolate if you feel the need to.
But didn't somebody call in earlier to say that it went from the 6th to the 30th?
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen the news about that. But
I didn't read that.
But two people called and said that tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk
With
Live.
More people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you. If you want to get on the lines right now, our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms as well, discord.lrn.fm, where you can go and argue about the coronavirus 24 hours a day. There's people in the Discord who firmly are buying into, you know, everything that the media is saying, and there's others who are questioning, some in the middle, and there's other conversations that can be had. There's sub-forums about cryptocurrency and New Hampshire activism and gold backs. There's all kinds of conversations to be had there at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio, it's me, Ian.
Mel.
And Richie Rich.
Also, join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians June 29th until July 5th for Fort Fest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. From what we can tell so far, Rogers Campground has not yet put out any kind of notice about closure surrounding this whole coronavirus fear. So as long as Rogers Campground is going to be open, ForkFest is going to happen because there's no one who can cancel it. It's not a centrally organized event. It's decentralized. It's a libertarian camping festival, and it's the fourth year for ForkFest. So if you want to learn more about it, go to ForkFest.party. It's the unofficial website there. That's ForkFest.party.
Maybe they'll only rent out every other camp stall.
I don't know, but it's going to be a fun time, and I'm looking forward to it. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting there. We've been talking about the, I would say, not surprising and predictable rise in calls to suicide hotlines. Now, not every suicide hotline is reporting a rise, but a lot of them are seeing a significant increase. One of them in North Dakota seeing 300% more, but then again, it's North Dakota, so if there was only three callers and they went to nine, then...
Yeah, you know. That's why that statistic could be a bit misleading.
But then again, in Portland, according to the Miami Herald, suicide-related 911 calls rose 23% in just the past 10 days. That's compared with the 10 days before the city declared the emergency. according to the Oregonian. All 911 calls in the city dropped 10% in the same period, interestingly. So more suicide calls, overall call volume for other crimes and such.
Well, because the criminals were told to stay at home and not go out because of the coronavirus.
The National Crisis Text Line handled about 6,000 text conversations, which is about twice their normal volume in just the last week, according to the Boston Globe. Other suicide prevention efforts in Portland report rising calls from people who feel anxious, depressed, or frightened, but not in calls from those feeling acutely suicidal, according to the publication. Officials fear that may change. Chris Boniff, the executive director of the Oregon chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, said, quote, if this nears a large disaster like Hurricane Katrina, there is a flood coming. And remember Hurricane Katrina, so many people were put out of their homes, were dramatically, they had their lives affected in a very negative fashion.
That's a natural disaster, though, right? Like, that comes with living on the planet.
Oh, I was going to say, I mean, an infection is also a mass infection is a natural disaster.
Right.
The government's making it worse.
That's the response part.
Yeah.
Like this reaction, this suicides and all this is because of the government response to a naturally occurring event.
And wait till people start getting foreclosed on. Because they can't pay their mortgages.
Right. Well, right now, there are orders in place in a lot of states, New Hampshire is one of them, that prohibit landlords or banks or people who, you know, would be charging rent or mortgage from collecting, but they're not waiving the payments, right? So the idea is that eventually you still got to pay. If you miss a payment this month and you miss a payment next month, they can't do anything to you legally because of that. However, they are still able to collect that payment and, you know, they should be. It's your obligation to pay it. But, you know, that's not going to make things easier on folks. It's just deferring the payments down the road.
But that could help. That's what I suggested last week was for term loans, right? If they're going to defer the payments for 3 months, rather than collect that all at once, you know, up front, like, oh, yeah, we're back in business, now you owe 4 months.
No, they'll have to spread it out.
Or just extend the term of the loan on the back end. Right.
Well, they could do it that way. We'll see how they end up handling it. But
that way you don't end up with the foreclosures. The bank doesn't have to get too involved. Right.
And the banks don't want the foreclosures. Anyway.
I would think not. Yeah, that's why.
But again, that's not going to make it easy on people either way. It's still stressful. It's still frustrating. Yeah. Not knowing when you're going to go back to work.
Yeah. And the stop on the mortgage payments. Mm-hmm. Is that for the extension of this coronavirus lockdown? Or
that's correct.
I heard like 2 months.
It's until whenever the governors lift their various different orders, presuming that happens when that happens. And we don't know when that's going to be at this point. Officials at the Samaritan's Hotline, the largest suicide prevention hotline in Massachusetts, say they received 350 calls a day last week, which is up from their normal 250 to 275 calls. Text messages are on pace to top 1,000 for March, which would be a record high. According to the Boston Globe, in Portland, most callers report feeling anxious or fearful rather than acutely suicidal. So it's good that they are reaching out and looking to talk to somebody because they can't actually leave their homes and talk to somebody. So this is their best bet. Many callers, according to Ron White, the chief program officer, let's see, Seven County Services based in Louisville, Kentucky, is also experiencing higher than usual call volume. Quote, we're stretched to the absolute limit as it is, according to Geneva Robinson with Seven County Services, a crisis center. She estimates that the call volume has already increased by 20%. So
it's kind of a little sad that they don't have friends or family to reach out to first, right? Like, everyone's stuck at home.
Maybe they have family, but maybe their family doesn't get along with them, right?
Yeah. You know? Still a sad situation.
They don't feel like they can reach out to them.
That you have to reach out to the suicide hotline just to, you know, alleviate some anxiety.
Well, right, which may suggest that there's a lot more than this out there. If people they do have friends or family, they may be confiding in them. Or maybe a reason they want to call the hotline is because they don't want to tell their mom they're feeling these things, right? They don't want to have that conversation with a family member because it might freak them out, right? They've already got all kinds of problems. Do you want to lay this one on top of them as well?
I mean, that's what friends and family are for, man. Like, those are the people in your life that you should be able to go to for certain things, especially the big ones.
I don't disagree with you there, but some people may not
understand.
See it that way. So No one should be surprised by this news. In fact, there was also a story about somebody who jumped from a balcony, I think, in New York City over the last week. There's another story that I've got from the Daily Mail about a girl on Instagram, 19-year-old teenager who has killed herself. The family said she was unable to cope with her world closing in and being stuck inside. So she took her own life. And she was apparently concerned about coronavirus and the mental health aspects of isolation.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So these are two examples. Who knows how many more we're going to see. And I have to wonder, all these people that want to lock people in their homes to supposedly keep them safe, how many suicides do you want to have on your hands? How many of them, are you going to look back and say, maybe that was a mistake. Maybe we should have let people go ahead and make their own choices.
They won't take the responsibility for that.
No. Of course not. Let's talk to David. He's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hi, a couple observations. Obviously, our government is totally stupid, but if you look at Sweden, they have not imposed the draconian measures, and so it'll be an interesting thing to watch if they continue to not impose as many restrictions as for the rest of the world, to see what their outcome is. And I'm going to speculate that their outcome won't be any worse than ours and possibly could be slightly better.
Keep an eye on Belarus, too, because they weren't doing anything.
Right, yeah, same thing. But our government is screwing up. This is the way I see it. This thing is dangerous to the compromised populations, older and ill, and not so much to the younger. And by putting everybody indoors, it prolongs, in my opinion, the time course for this to run its course. Whereas if Sweden is correct, it'll run its course more quickly and they won't have the lingering effects of it. Also, this testing thing is completely stupid. The testing is basically worthless. Having a quicker test does help, but still, if people get tested, not everybody's going to get tested, and it's going to foster a false sense of security. And even if you go have a program to test everybody, there's still going to be people floating out there who don't know that they're positive. So you still have to assume that everybody could potentially be carrying it. So the only strategy that makes any sense is to let most people do whatever they think is best, but protect as best you can the elderly and the infirm that are more susceptible to getting it. That's the strategy that makes sense. What we're doing now does not.
Real quick to your point about the prolonging it, that was planned because that's how you flatten the curve, as the news puts it, right? People get impacted for a longer period of time so that the hospitals and those organizations can cope with the amount of people getting admitted.
The young lady, 19-year-old, who killed herself, predicted before she suicided, she said, quote, "More people will die from suicide during this than the virus itself."
True.
Richie Rich, people can listen to more of you on your show.
AnarchistExperience.com.
Go check him out over there, and we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.